The great outdoors. Now, it may not be the first thing on your mind at this time of year, but let's face it, here in the UK, if the weather isn't too bad, you can have some great explorations, some great walks, take in some fantastic sights. And how do you also take in those sights if you're blind or partially sighted? Now, we've often spoken with Amar Latif in the past. Amar is the founder and owner of Travelize. It's a holiday company which specialises in creating holidays for blind and partially sighted people and sighted people as well. You go off in groups to locations all around the world and have a fantastic time. That's what he told me to tell you anyway. Well, Amar is adding another string to his bow. He's involved with Yorkshire TV in their Riverwalks, which is coming up on the 10th of December. Now, to tell us more about the programme, we have with us Amar. So, a little bit of a change for you this time, Amar. You're walking and you're on the water and all sorts in this.
Yeah, all sorts. So it's the programme's called Riverwalks within Yorkshire, a place called Nidderdale, and it is absolutely spectacular. So not only am I going to experience lots of different things, but I get to meet the Yorkshire people, and they're so, so passionate. And I just had such an incredible time.
So tell us about the journey, I suppose you could call it, because you're on a bit of an exploration, really, aren't you?
And it was in Yorkshire in autumn time, in October, November, so it is a bit chilly. And I started off my journey going to Scarhouse Reservoir, and I was canoeing on this reservoir. And what's actually amazing is that you don't realise where your water comes from. And I was canoeing on this reservoir, and in 2 weeks' time, that water was going to end up in the taps of people who live in Bradford in Yorkshire. And in Scarhouse, there's this dam that they built. And to build this dam, they had a village. This was back in 1920 to 1935. And after 1935, once the dam was built, they dismantled the village and everybody forgot about this. So I came across this really cool place, Scarhouse Village, and I walked around and I was there with an archaeologist and we explored, you know, how the people lived there at the time. But I have to say, one of the most craziest things that I did there was abseil off a metal bridge into a freezing gorge.
You suffered for your art, Amar.
I guess you could say that, because, you know, when you're blind, you know, you can obviously, if you're with somebody that can describe stuff, that's great. So you can build visual images. But what I like to do is to really get interactive with the environment. And, you know, someone's telling you there's a beautiful gorge there. Well, you know, I want to go down there. I want to feel it. So I kind of regretted it when I, you know, got into the gorge and it was absolutely freezing. I had to swim my way as well through this gorge. But, you know, I was with a local expert and he was telling me about the millions of year old limestone and how it got its shapes. And I could feel all the shapes carved into this just amazing landscape. And then continuing the walk, it's a 13-mile walk. And we see something so spectacular, something that you don't think that you're ever going to see in the UK. And it was llamas. Yeah. There's a lady walking her llama, and I said, look, you know, I'm blind. Do you mind if I, you know, come with you? And off I am. I'm blind leading a llama across the field in Yorkshire.
That's a little bit different.
On our trips, as you mentioned, you know, with Travelize, we do go to places like Peru, and I've come across llamas and alpacas out there. But to see it in Yorkshire, so I had this wonderful llama called Kenny, and I think we had a connection. And a lady who arranges these tours, she says it's quite therapeutic. You walk with a llama, and I think so visually they look quite like goofy and, you know, like a ball of wool. But if you're blind, even walking with it and touching it, it feels like it's gliding along with you, and it really relaxes you as well. So I had a wonderful time there. But another amazing thing was, went to the oldest sweet shop in England, and it was great. Do you remember those sweets that you used to get when you go into sweet shops, like strawberry bonbons and midget gems and stuff?
The big jars on the shelves, all that. That's kind right. Of thing, yeah.
They had huge jars on these shelves, all different colours, and I had a great time there. And then we met some farmers, and this farmer, Martin, very, very passionate about what he does. He's planted like 10,000 trees because of the environmental reasons. And he was an incredible guy. And he said, do you want to help me build a dry stone wall? And there I was building it. So, you know, I'm blind, but I've realized that To build a dry stone wall is fantastic because it's all about feel. So dry stone walling, like there's no plaster or cement involved. You just get stones and pile them up. And it's amazing because if you can't see, it's cool because you just feel your way round. And what is incredible is this wall that had come down in one of the recent storms, you know, it was probably put up there hundreds of years ago. So when you touch these stones, you feel like you're making a connection with the past. I found the journey really, really incredible. You know, I travel the world, I go skydiving, climbing volcanoes, skiing down black runs. But what made Yorkshire so important was this is where I live. And when I first moved here from Glasgow, I remember I joined British Telecom as a young, enthusiastic graduate accountant. And they were all training for something. And when I asked them, what are you training for? They said, oh, no, nothing. And basically, they were training for the Three Peaks in Yorkshire. Mm. And they thought, we mustn't tell this blind guy because there's no way he's going to be able to do it. Well, anyway, they were training for it. But one of my friends and me, we just went and done it. I took a picture on each peak, put it on my desk. And my boss is like, oh, where's that? I said, oh, I just climbed the Three Peaks. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is that's where, you know, the spark for Yorkshire was born in me. And that's why it's such a special place. And that's why, you know, I chose to do this program called River Walks.
You know, like myself, Amar, you're registered blind. And people often talk to me when I go on holiday about what do you get from it, and you know, I say to them, one of the places I so much want to visit is Pompeii, and they kind of say, but why? I mean, it's ruins, you know, what are you going to see there? When you think about Pompeii, it's the visuals. And I say to them, well, do you know, actually just being there, walking amongst it, you know, there are some tactile things, there's the sounds, the smells, there's a huge amount you can get from it. And you know, by the sounds of it, from what you're saying here, it was such a tactile walk or canoe or trek with the llama.
I think sighted people miss out in so much. Yes, you know, as visually impaired people, we can't see, and that's why we have people to describe things. But like you said, when we're out and about, like in Pompeii, you've got the cobblestones under your feet. You can feel them. You've got the smells. You've got the environment. You know, you're in a foreign country. You can hear people. And the fact is, because we can't see, we interact with the environment. And that's what I've been doing here. You know, like getting into the gorge, getting with the llamas, you know, meeting the farmer, getting into a sweet shop. So it's so, so rich, the experience that we get. In fact, I can't say much about it right now, but I've made another BBC programme that sees me going out to a country with a celebrity, and I'm showing them what they're missing out on, because sighted people miss out. Because what people do is they often these days take out their iPads and iPhones, take a picture and move on, and that's done. But, you know, by interacting with the environment, there's so much. So in a way, blind people have got so much to teach sighted folk about travelling. And it's funny that you mentioned Pompeii because, you know, when we take our groups there, there's this ancient 2,000-year-old brothel that's in Pompeii. And when we get there, I always remind the sighted travellers what they mustn't forget, you know, to describe with loving detail what's in front of them to their VI partners. And I remember this particular trip a few years ago when she was in her 60s, a UN worker, and she was struggling to find the words to describe, how shall I say it, like these explicit frescoes that were above each door in this brothel. And she said to her 23-year-old VI partner, Jenny, do you want to go for a cup of tea instead? And I remember Jenny saying, no, actually, I wouldn't mind having the frescoes described. You know, you just get such a rich experience, and you push the boundaries of sighted folk as well. It's like on these trips, you know, it's not a one-way thing. Sighted people who have never met blind people before, they learn so much, you know, not just about blindness, but a new way of travelling.
So, Amar, when is the programme on? How can people catch your River Walk?
Okay, so it's on BBC, and it's going to be on the 10th of December at 7:30 p.m. But you'll be able to catch it on iPlayer if you live outside the Yorkshire area.
Fantastic. And we've mentioned Travelize, so you know, if people would like to learn more about that, what do they do if they want to get more info?
Okay, you can visit our website. We've got all the details there. It's www.travelize, and that's eyes as in EYES, tourism-international.com, and you'll see a list of about 70 tours that we do to all parts of the world. So you've got like UK holidays, European holidays, Africa. We're going to Swaziland in Africa shortly, Sri Lanka, Cuba, Japan, you name it. And we do different types of holiday as well. So if you want a more active trip like walking or tandem cycling, we've got those, or discovery tours or relaxing sunshine breaks.
So get on the website, have a look, and do catch Amar on BBC Yorkshire or on the iPlayer as well. Look forward to watching that, Amar. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure.